The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, April the 1st. Our one guest has plenty to say. always does. Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League. Good to have you here. Now, you were back in the motherland for
no,
a while.
No, I was not. I have not been back to the motherland since before the last time I saw you, not since December.
Oh, I thought you went back in between Christmas and now.
No. I've been trapped.
You've been working, right?
I have.
You're probably starting to work on art in the pot, too.
I've been working on that since October. But yeah, now it's really fully underway. We did all the jurying, all the artists have decided. We're working on finding
sponsors.
All
the artists have decided?
Yeah, that happens in February.
So you've got them all picked already?
All picked. We know who's coming.
How many have you got coming?
110.
Okay, is that what you normally have?
Yeah, we also have 110. So we had about 170 apply, and so we did the jury process in early February, and they've all been notified. So now we're working.
You had to tell 60 people,
yeah,
60 vendors that
60
there wasn't
people.
Room.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
actually,
that's gotta
some
be
of those
hard.
Some of those people go onto a wait list, so not everybody gets told no. Some people get told, you know, sadly no, and then other people get told, well, we have a space for you if somebody cancels. And actually, we get a good number of cancellations because people apply to Art in the Park as a backup to some of the bigger city festivals.
Oh, so and if they get the bigger city festivals, then
us.
They don't come to
yeah.
here.
So we've already made 15 people on the wait list happy.
Okay. All right. So Art in the Park, that's coming up. What is it?
June 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And we are still looking for sponsors. So if anybody is interested in being involved with the classic summer event in Columbia, they should give me
so
a
what do
ring.
They have to do to sponsor it?
Sponsor. They have to ring me up, Paul, and we can have a chat and see what kind of thing would work for them, how they might like to be involved. A business, you know.
Right. Sure, yeah. sure.
Or okay. you.
Yeah, okay. So what have you got going on right now, though, that you want to talk
well,
about?
Well, we have coming up in 2 days. Today is Tuesday, right?
Today is Tuesday, April the 1st. That's
okay,
right.
So I forget what day it is. So in 2 days, on the 3rd, we have an event called Let Them Eat Art.
Let Them Eat Art.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Well, this is the 3rd year, so we've mentioned it before in the past, but this year's. We invite 10 chefs to come down and see the show. Our current show is called Appetite. It's a show about food.
Mm-hmm.
And then they choose one of the works in the show.
And they make a recipe.
Right, as an inspiration for a dish of a plate of food, like bite-sized food, like tapas, you know, like little bite-sized pieces. And so then they come down on the night and we put them with the artwork and they have their plate of food and everybody, we only sell 100 tickets. We always sell out. It's a great event. This year we have 11 chefs, in fact, that are coming to be part
so
of this evening.
You have the chefs, obviously, they took a look at the artwork, what? Couple of months ago?
When the show first went up, so back at the end of February, beginning of March, they
and
came
then
in.
They had time to come up with a recipe to go with that. And it's an original recipe.
Yeah, and I mean, less a recipe, more of a dish. I mean, it's not like you come down and get the recipe. You come down and eat the food. So it's a chance to come down and eat art, as it were.
Okay.
But I like these marriages, you know, where we put different artists together. So this is the marriage of chefs and visual artists. And then in the fall, of course, we do the show with the writers and the artists. So I like melding those different
Well, how
art
do you
forms.
Pick the chefs that are going to be part of this?
We just ask people, and some people say no, they're too busy, and other chefs say yes. And we have a few chefs that we've worked with every year. You know, Sycamore always comes, Blue always comes, Room 38. We have our regulars, Les Bourgeois, that come. And then every year we have a couple of new people, maybe someone sitting out. So this year we've got House of Chow will be there for the first time this year. And the Holiday Inn Executive Center, their chef is coming down. So that's two new chefs this year. Laura Estes from The Farmer's Daughter, which is a catering company. She's come back. She did it 2 years ago, but not last year. So it's always a little bit of flux on who's coming. But we have a lot of regulars that just love coming down. We always have somebody, a young chef from the Columbia Career Center, who's, you know, on their way up. And the person we had from there for the last 2 years, she graduated and went on to the Culinary Institute of America in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So it will be Thursday?
This Thursday, 2 days, the 3rd of April, and it's from 6 till 9. You can give me a call and see if you've got any cancellations on tickets, but we only sell 100 tickets. We keep it kind of tight.
Okay, so if you want to come, so you're saying don't come to the door.
Don't come to the door. No, give me a call if you're interested. Because some people, you know, may cancel and give me, ring me up.
What else have you got?
Gosh, well, right after this, we're coming to the end of our Appetite show. So next show is called Elemental. And that is a show based on the periodic table. Remember that from when you were at school, the periodic table of elements. So when you look at the periodic table, it's such a rich tapestry of story and intrigue and discovery and color. And it's very visual. And I thought it would make a great art show. So we have put that out there, so we'll see what comes back in. I'm slightly nervous. You know, it's kind of a hard show. I'm always worried that people will say, oh, well, we're going to sit this show out and we'll do the next show and then I'll have no art for the walls.
Diana, you will always have art for the world. You will always have art for the world. I mean, you're the kind of lady that just attracts that special art and special people that you need to be around you.
Well, I hope so. So that's coming up very soon.
And classes for the
classes coming up too. We've launched our summer camp program. So summer camp is coming up. That's already on the website. We have 9 weeks summer camp.
Summer art camp.
For ages 6 to 13. We do 5 weeks for the younger children, age 6 to 9. And we do 4 weeks for the children, age 10 to 13. And that's all on the ColumbiaArtLeague.org website. And you go to classes and summer camp, and you can see them all listed.
So it'll all be listed there.
All listed, all the
so
subjects.
So you go to www.ColumbiaArtLeague.org.
And then you click on classes, and then you click on summer camp, and you can see it listed, and you can just enroll online. So it's very, very easy.
Can you pay for it online, too?
Pay for it online, too, yeah.
Wow, you're really uptown there, aren't you?
So we have that coming up for the children. And then at the beginning of May, we have a wonderful teacher who used to live in Columbia called Tom Smith. And Tom now lives in Dallas. He left Columbia 3 years ago. And he's coming back for a weekend of workshops, which is very exciting.
And that's the beginning of May.
That's the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of May. On Saturday, he's doing a 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. oils class. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, he's doing a 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. pastel class. And we only have 10 places on both those classes. And those are really filling up fast, too. Mm-hmm. And he's a great teacher.
You know, I look at you and you're absolutely amazing. You're amazing as how much you have going on and how much is stored in that mind of yours that you can just keep going and going.
You know, and I've only told you just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much
really?
More. Oh, yes.
Well, shall we delay classical music coming up here? Oh, we better get out. But if you want more information, you can go to the Columbia Art League or you can ring Diana up. But don't forget... Thursday, this coming Thursday, from when to when?
6 till 9 p.m. Let them eat art. Give me a ring if you want a ticket.
Okay. Thank you, Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Never at a loss for words either. Okay. Tomorrow, we've got the State Historical Society on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Amy Simons. From Reynolds Journalism Institute, and she also does views of the news, which will be on tomorrow night at 6:30. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.